So Terry, the dreaded month of April for the Indians is in the past. It's always kind of a rough month for them to get started, but they came out of it pretty good.
Right. The Indians were 14-10 in April, which is one of their best. And I think in 2012, actually, they had a good April and didn't have a good rest of the season.
Right.
But here's the thing to remember when you're talking about the Indians and a Terry Francona team. They're always good. What's their best part of the year for the Indians under Francona?
The second half of the season.
Yes, after the All-Star break. In fact, in the last 4 years, the Indians had the best record in baseball after the All-Star break.
Wow.
So what you don't want to do is kill yourself in April.
Okay. You just want to be okay.
Right, and 14-10 for them is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, what happened in 2015, they started 7-14.
Not good. That's not good at all.
And it just seemed like they just never could get out of it. They ended up that year at 81-80.
Okay.
But you just get you. My thing is, you won't win a pennant in April.
Okay.
But boy, you could lose one.
Yeah, you get.
I mean, right now you were just looking. What's Toronto's record?
Toronto's record is 9-17.
When you're 800 under .500 already. Yeah, once in a while you see a team comes out of nowhere after doing that, but usually, no.
Yeah.
And you need an 8-game winning streak just to get back up to .500.
And that's really tough.
Yeah. I mean, a nice thing is the Indians did not get to 3 games above .500 last year until the middle of May.
Wow.
So at 14-10, they were thrilled last year to get through April at 10-11. In other words, they didn't kill their season.
Exactly.
And they ended up winning 94 games and finishing strong. So, I mean, they've done all these studies on why do some teams start faster than others and what happens here. And, but in general, what you want to do is avoid just these cataclysmic months that just take you down.
Well, but then you have the Tigers, because last year the Indians just dominated the Tigers all season. It's a little bit of a different story so
right.
far.
I mean, in fact, the Tigers took it very personally what happened. And to me, I'm always fearful of the Tigers because they have a high payroll, and yeah, it's an aging team, but those guys have won a lot of games in their careers, been in the World Series. And, you know, you look at that and you say, just because the Indians won last year, there's no guarantee again. But when I look back at April, you know, Michael Brantley, hitting, not only hitting, but hitting for power after having his shoulder surgery. There was doubt, will he be able to play or not? How will he do? And you turn around, Francisco Lindor looks better than ever, right?
Yeah, I mean, hitting home runs and everything else.
Your favorite player, Jason Kipnis, is back.
He's back.
And he's playing. But Amanda, I'm telling you, when you start hearing shoulder surgeries and Indians, in this case, it was just a shoulder injury.
Mm-hmm.
I started thinking surgery. That's why it came out there because of what happened to Brantley. And shoulder injuries are concerned whether the guy's a pitcher or anything else. So he's back playing. And Jose Ramirez is having a tremendous start.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Kluber's pitched well. I mean, really, there's no big red flags. Maybe you'd like them playing a little bit better overall, but it's not like you sit there and go, oh, my goodness.
This is a mess,
This is a mess. And coming out of spring training, I was very concerned, how would Carlos Carrasco be? He had the cranky elbow, you know, those cranky elbows in spring training. Sometimes carry over the regular season. Danny Salazar missed a big part of last year because he was he had elbow problems and the forearm problems. He's been fine. So overall, it's a really encouraging start. But you look at the Central Division.
It's competitive, at least right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the White Sox half game back, the Twins and the Tigers then 1 game back.
Right, and the Royals are the ones that fell apart.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the ones. Now, their season's almost over. I mean, they could change it, but what's their record right now?
They're 8-16, 5.5 games back.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like the Indians were 7-14 in April, you know.
Yeah.
Another year, I remember under Francona, they went 11-17 in April, and that was tough.
Yeah.
That year, I think they ended up winning the 85 games. They missed the playoffs only by a couple of games that year. So you go back and look and you see, well, you know, if we just had, Frank Hunter probably just played like 13-14, you know, something like that, you make the playoffs. Because I know managers always talk about it's a marathon, not a sprint, but the math is kind of like whether you win a game in April or you win a game in September, it counts as one.
Right. It sure does.
Kind of there. And when the Indians and Tigers play each other, for example, it counts as more because not only do you win a game, you nail your rival with a loss.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing that happened last year. The Indians won their first 11 games in a row against Detroit last year.
Unbelievable.
They were 4-15. The previous couple years, that was one of the things that kept the Indians from winning the Central Division, is the Tigers just spanked them year after year.
Yeah.
So okay. That's why it's going to be a fun series to watch, coming up, how they do with Detroit, how they do in the Central Division. But overall, Amanda, April looked pretty good, and I'm encouraged about May.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.